American consumers have more food choices than ever before, but an understanding of nutrition is knowledge that's not so clear and can become muddled by fad diets and food trends promoted on social media. Since the 1940s, wheat flour in the United States has been enriched and fortified with vitamins and minerals, adding nutrients back to food that was lost during milling, or adding new nutrients to enhance dietary health. Some 50 years later, in the 1990s, folic acid, a form of vitamin B9, was made mandatory in enriched wheat flour, aiming to reduce neural tube birth defects in newborn babies. But Jesse Genoway with the Food Fortification Initiative reports the nutritional gains achieved from enrichment and fortification of flour are starting to erode.
And we've had a dramatic increase in folate deficiency, iodine deficiency, and iron deficiency, as well as other micronutrient deficiencies. We can attribute this largely to the decrease in consumption of wheat-based products and other cereal grain products.
Genoway states the addition of vitamins and minerals to flour is considered ultra-processing. This beneficial enhancement is unfortunately lumped in with the negative connotations of ultra-processing. The Food Fortification Initiative, along with many food charity organizations, are working to update the standard on food processing in order to salvage the benefits of enrichment and fortification to foods.
We want to emphasize that enriched food, enriched wheat flour, it is the public health delivery system for these nutrients. And it's one we've seen work not just in the U.S., but in countries around the world.
I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.